to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. And that number is good Monday through Thursday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Mountain Time. And you can call in live into the studio if you'd have an opinion about something or a question. That's always open. So I hope you can do that. I'm excited to talk to people that are listening to Call to Freedom. It's really exciting for me to know that you are wanting to learn more about Jesus, more about God's love. It just excites me. I guess that's what that old saying that you hear on television, it's priceless. It's just priceless. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. This is a great verse, Matthew 5, verse 6. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst. You want your unsaved loved one to fall in love with the Lord. You want him to hunger and thirst for God's word. So that's a great verse of scripture, Matthew 5, verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. That's a promise from God. They will be filled. So that's what you can pray for them. Father God, thank you that his name is Henry. Thank you that Henry is hungering and thirsting for you, more of you, and you are going to fill them. That's all you have to ask. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And thank him. Thank you, Lord. Oh, so I'm so glad that we can do that, that we have the Lord on our side. And he is ready and able to do anything we ask for, especially when it comes to these kingdom keys, these things that make the kingdom come alive, salvation, baptism of the Holy Spirit, all those things, being baptized. Oh, they're wonderful, wonderful things in the kingdom. Oh, let's do our Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. Boy, it takes a few years to do what the Bible tells you to do. I'm talking about myself. Yes, sirree. Many, many years before I realize, hey, God doesn't want me working. He doesn't want me slaving. He doesn't want me sweating. He has your plan all prepared, and he is so willing to just jump in there. Yeah, Holy Spirit, just jump in there and do a lot of what you are worried about, and he'll take care of it. You may have to go through what you're worried about, but it's going to come with peace, and it's going to come with a good result. And that's what I'm so grateful for. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And you can go and listen to other Call to Freedom programs on freedomstreet.org. You can, on your resources, you can go to resources and then go into the radio shows. You can also look at teachings, Kimberly's blogs, Voice of Freedom, and also Darren Sessions. Our wonderful, wonderful teachings that we did for 14 years on the air, but we began 30 years ago. Yes, I have to think in my head, how many years has it been here? Oh, my goodness. Oh, so it's just a blessing to be able to let you know what's going on in this world. And I do have something from American Center for Law and Justice to tell you. It's just really a wonderful example of people working for us when we need it. Praise the Lord. I did want to say that people are asking about the Power Pack. It's not online yet. It's not on freedomstreet.org. So if you would like a Power Pack now for Christmas, for a stocking stuffer, all you have to do is call me at 1-877-917-7256 or email me at barbara@freedomstreet.org. This is from the American Center for Law and Justice. It was one of those most evil bills we've ever seen, and now it's back. California passed a law that would allow babies to be killed up to 28 days after birth by using the word perinatal, which is the period that includes up to a month after a baby is born, instead of prenatal. See how important it is that you read, that you truly read the lines and the words that you're reading? And the law legalizes infanticide. So they just change the very first three or four letters to perinatal instead of prenatal. Wow. Now a similar bill that could effectively legalize infanticide by blocking investigations of infant deaths in Washington has been signed by the governor of that state. Many women who can't get abortions in their red states are coming to Colorado for abortions, and that's true with other blue states. The women are coming to those blue states to get abortions. And it's so sad. And even we're still doing mutilations of bodies in our hospitals here in Denver. A pro-life bill that would ban infanticide nationally was blocked by Senator Schumer. Listen to this. A pro-life bill that would ban infanticide, that means abortion for birth, even after birth, nationally was blocked by Senator Schumer. You know, I'm going to pray in Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray that you will transfer that man right out of the Senate and into a wonderful care center. I know he's going to be out very soon, but boy, he's trying his darndest to get so much done before he leaves. Oh, we must fight back as this evil spreads. We're defending life in state Supreme Courts, launching a major infanticide investigation in New Mexico, pressing Congress to pass the Born Alive Act, and issuing urgent demand letters to stop bills that would legalize infanticide. We're ready to fight barbaric abortion laws all the way to the Supreme Court. But our fight to save babies requires immense resources. We're entering the final week of our freedom drive. Have your gift double today. $5 becomes $10, $20 becomes $40. And all you have to do is go to aclj.org. You can do it on your phone or your computer device or your device, whatever you're holding on to with your hand. You can do that now, aclj.org. And, also, the ACLJ has stopped another attack in the left's growing war on Christians. A New York school tried to block a high school student from having a Jesus club because they said it was not inclusive enough. It didn't welcome and involve a greater number of students on campus. You know, what does that mean? Through our legal intervention and a lesson on a constitution, we stopped the blatant anti-Christian discrimination in its tracks. The school district backed down, restoring our clients' rights. They reversed its ban on the Jesus Club. And we won this because of supporters like you. Take action with us as we prepare for the next fight. And then again, a Jewish mother exposed a teacher's anti-Israel bias at her child's school. She was sued. She was sued when she exposed a teacher's anti-Israel bias. Wow, talk about the mindsets that have gone to the dumpers. Oh, fortunately, she called us and we went to work. After a year of defending her in court, it sounds like Jack Phillips all over again, all those years that precious man has been fighting. In court, we were thrilled to report an important victory for parental rights, free speech, and the fight against anti-Israel attacks nationwide. Read more at aclj.org. Victory: Jewish parent wins free speech battle. Oh, so good. So go to aclj.org and give whatever you can give on your credit card. And God bless you for that. Our memory verse for this week is taken from 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. Oh, this is such a good scripture. For you know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, that's God in the flesh. Remember, For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Oh, we are so rich in so many ways, friend. And then the Passion Translation, 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9, for you have experienced the extravagant grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that although he was infinitely rich, yeah, he was in heaven, he impoverished himself for our sake, so that by his poverty we become rich beyond measure. So good. I've been reading the book of Ezekiel, and if you've been reading the book of Ezekiel, you know that it's a tough book. It's a very difficult book. And it's not just the words. It's not just for the words. It's for the graphic and the descriptive way of how Israel was sinning against their God, who had given them everything they needed. Oh, praise God. Had to take a sip. So I've been reading this book, and I think of Ezekiel and his assignment to no longer warn Jerusalem, but to give them the devastating news of their destruction of their beloved city and the temple. And the people had broadcast it to everyone who would listen. Don't listen to Ezekiel and his absurd warnings. He's lying and will not listen to him. Wow, that's the way so many people are thinking today. It's not coming. It's not coming. The tribulation is not coming. We're years and years away from it. And people are not listening to the warnings that God has given. Ezekiel had been telling the people of God what God had told him, but the people would not listen. They were deaf to God's word. Oh, Father God, open the ears of people so that they can listen to your word and receive revelation knowledge from your word. And Ezekiel 16 tells us about God finding Israel as a newborn, wallowing in its own blood. And God washed her and clothed her with the very best things he could ask for. Oh, I mean, we're talking about luxurious things. And when Israel was at a time for marriage, God said, I will marry Israel because I love her. I will marry this woman because I love her. And God did marry her. And Israel betrayed him and went to the heathen nations around her and prostituted herself. But not only that, prostitutes get money for their services. That's how they make a living, to be able to eat and have a roof over their heads. Or, you know, their pimp gives, you know, makes those arrangements, but they have to give him the money that has been given to them by their lovers. Not Israel. Israel paid her paramours to have sex with her. Ezekiel 16, verse 33 says, you give gifts to your lovers to bribe them to come to you from every direction for your harlotries. This was a hard lesson that Ezekiel had to try to get into his people, and they weren't listening. Nope, they were not listening. And that's why we saw the destruction of Jerusalem and temple, and the temple, and the prophets that came after Ezekiel are talking about all of the nations that were destroyed. Oh, it's a serious matter, folks, when you don't obey God. And it's a very serious read, and I'm grateful to Ezekiel for his obedience in writing all that God told him to write. I am. It tells of the patience of our God, but also the justice of God when people don't repent. The most graphic of sins is described in the book of Ezekiel, not so that we'll be shocked, but to tell people of the lengths they will go to defile themselves and mock and blaspheme the living God. It's just amazing. It's like Darren said so many times, you can choose your sin, but you can't choose your consequence. So we think we can just merrily go along with our sins and practicing those sins. God is going to catch up with you. He really is. So coming into our lives is one of my favorite chapters in Ezekiel. Well, besides Ezekiel 11, that tells us of getting a new spirit, getting that stony heart and getting a fleshly heart for our new spirit. Also, Ezekiel 36, verse 26. Oh, great verses, but in between, it's tough reading. And coming of Holy Spirit into our lives is just one of my favorite chapters, chapter 37. Come from the four winds, O breath, this is Holy Spirit, and breathe on these dead bones, these dead things in my life, these things that have come to naught, these things that are so compromising in my life. I'm so apathetic now. I can't be comforted. Holy Spirit is there to just breathe on all this in your life that they may rise and come to life. God wants you to choose life today, my friend, and hope in a wonderful and glorious future in knowing our Lord Jesus. What a blessing it is to be able to sit here and tell you that there is great hope in the revelation of Jesus Christ in your life and our opportunity, yours and mine, to tell people who don't know him. All you have to do is say, do you know God loves you? I have one precious power partner that says that in her voice message. Do you know that God loves you? Every time I call her, I love to hear that. Oh, our opportunity to tell people who don't know him that he loves them and gave his life for them. So important. Last night I was watching a game. Sometimes I watch the Sunday night football game. And, I enjoy watching football. Watching a game between Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the LA Rams. Now, the LA Rams are very good. They are at the top of the NFC standings in the West. And Stafford is an outstanding quarterback. The Buccaneers, not so much. They have had lots of injuries, and God bless them. The game was so lopsided that I truly felt sorry for them. And when it was 27-7, Baker Mayfield, who is the quarterback for the Buccaneers, was injured. Now, I turned it off. I couldn't watch anymore. I wanted the game to be called. See, that's the kind of person I am. Okay, they're so out in front, the Rams are. Let's just call the game. But the Buccaneers wouldn't face, so they wouldn't face any more humiliation. I knew it was hopeless for them to come back and beat the Rams. And I think the Rams were just a little bit gentle and sympathetic, or the score would have been 50-7. Oh, man. I don't know. Sometimes people, they just keep doing what they have been doing, and it really results in insanity when you try to get something different and you're doing what you've been doing all those years or all those months before. It's really insanity. Then I thought, wow, just think of what I've been reading in Ezekiel. The fact that the people would not listen to Ezekiel and kept telling themselves, this prophecy is not for now, but for the future. It's like these teams, well, we'll just go through another humiliation next week. Wow, we need to change some things here. The prophecy for Ezekiel and the country of Israel was a warning, a real warning. They didn't want to face the inevitable and what was going to happen. And in the first few chapters, God was warning them and telling them to repent, but they wouldn't listen. They were having a good time. The terrible results of those who will not listen. What does that tell us to do? Okay, it tells us as much as Ezekiel tried and so demonstrated in front of the people over and over and over again, even ate dung for a while to talk to them and try to change their lives. We have to do things differently than what we think are the best for people that we're praying for. We can't force people who will not listen to change because of what we say to them. We can't force them. And you think you have gravity with them? Well, I'll tell you, they have to receive a dramatic change in their lives or something dreadful happening. I'm not talking about everybody, but something happening in order for them to begin to listen. And that's what we do in our prayers for them. We ask Holy Spirit to move in their lives, or we thank Holy Spirit. This is Thanksgiving week. We thank Holy Spirit for moving in their lives and getting their attention. We don't ask that anything awful may happen to them. No, we don't do that. We're not doing that from a vindictive point of view. We don't selfishly tell the Lord to go after them in a negative way. God isn't that kind of God. In the new covenant, Jesus gave his life so that we would be surrounded with the goodness of God. His grace is there for everyone, and it never runs out of being merciful and loving. Jesus made sure that this mercy and love would happen through all of eternity. Praise God. I believe our intentions, though well-meaning, are at times a disruption to what God wants to do. So we give our loved ones to Him because He knows what's best for our loved ones. He created them, of course. He knows how to get to them. Get your hands off them and your tongue and your words to them. Get in your prayer closet and thank God that He is at work in them, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. So, you know, let go. Let Him have His way with them, that it will make your time with them enjoyable and a freedom for you. You don't have to be anxious. Well, I got to tell Him this and I got... No, you're just praying to God by yourself, to the two of you. When you get in front of the person that you're praying for, you love them and you extend mercy to them and you get involved with what they are interested in. Yep, you do. And God, in His mercy and grace, will provide a way. He will. Oh, make your time enjoyable and free. And I hope Thanksgiving will be a time of great joy and love all around. See, Thanksgiving is a time of generosity, my friend. And as Paul was saying, I want to go to 2 Corinthians 8:1. We don't have a lot of time today, but 2 Corinthians 8, the whole chapter is about giving and people that are not rich. These people are just barely making it, and yet they are generous. And he says, "Beloved ones, we must tell you about the grace God poured out upon the churches of Macedonia." Now, Macedonia is a Gentile nation. It's not Israel. "For even during a season of severe difficulty, tremendous suffering, and extreme poverty, their superabundant joy overflowed into an act of extravagant generosity. For they spontaneously gave, not only according to their means, but far beyond what they could afford. And they actually begged us for the privilege of sharing in this ministry of giving to God's holy people who are in need." So they came, when he went to Macedonia, they said, "Who needs some help? Who needs some giving? And we will be happy to give to you, give you an offering that you can take to them." Isn't that precious? Oh, and God loves that. Oh, God is so pleased. "They exceeded our expectation by first dedicating themselves fully to the Lord and then to us according to God's pleasure. That is why we appeal to Titus, since he was the one who got you started and encouraged you to give, so he could help you complete this generous undertaking on your behalf. You do well and excel in every respect, in unstoppable faith." There's no hopelessness in unstoppable faith, in powerful preaching, in revelation knowledge, in your passionate devotion to God. Oh, so this is a time when we are giving. This is a time to say, "Father God, you've given so much to me. There's no way I can thank you enough, Father God. Oh, give him all the glory." Here's John and me. To God be the glory. to God be the glory for the things he has done, my friend. Just look around. You've got a roof over your head. You've got food during the day. Maybe it's not food that you would, you know, eat all the time, but it's wonderful, wonderful food compared to, oh, so many nations in this world that just have. So I've heard in Africa, some of the precious children eat dirt. Yes. So let us be thankful and grateful and give him all the glory. I have more to say about this tomorrow. We've got to be thankful, absolutely thankful. God bless you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.